Chapter 33. In time, Jacob raised his eyes and looked, and here Esau was coming, and with him 400 men. Consequently, he divided off the children to Leah and to Rachel, and to the two maidservants. And he put the maidservants and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after them, and Rachel and Joseph to the rear of them. And he himself passed on ahead of them, and proceeded to bow down to the earth 7 times, until he got near to his brother. And Esau went running to meet him, and he began to embrace him, and fall upon his neck and kiss him, and they burst into tears. Then he raised his eyes, and saw the women and the children, and said, "Who are these with you?" To which he said, "The children with whom God has favored your servant." At that, the maidservants came forward, they and their children, and bowed down. And Leah too came forward, and her children, and they bowed down. And afterward, Joseph came forward, and Rachel, and they bowed down. He now said, "What do you mean by all this camp of travelers that I have met?" To this he said, "In order to find favor in the eyes of my lord." Then Esau said, "I have a great many, my brother. Let continue yours what is yours." However, Jacob said, "No, please. If now I have found favor in your eyes, then you must take my gift at my hand, because in harmony with its purpose, I have seen your face as though seeing God's face, in that you received me with pleasure. Take, please, the gift conveying my blessing which was brought to you, because God has favored me, and because I have everything." And he continued to urge him, so that he took it. Later on he said, "Let us pull out and go, and let me go in advance of you." But he said to him, "My lord is aware that the children are delicate, and sheep and cattle that are giving suck are in my charge, and should they drive them too quickly for one day, then the whole flock will certainly die. Let my lord, please, pass on ahead of his servant, but may I myself continue the journey at my leisure, according to the pace of the livestock that is before me, and according to the pace of the children, until I shall come to my lord at Seir." Then Esau said, "Let me, please, put at your disposal some of the people who are with me." To this he said, "Why this? Let me find favor in the eyes of my lord." So on that day Esau turned back on his way to Seir. And Jacob pulled out for Succoth, and he proceeded to build himself a house, and for his herd he made booths. That was why he called the name of the place Succoth. In time, Jacob came safe and sound to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, while he was coming from Paddan Aram, and he pitched camp in front of the city. Then he acquired a tract of the field where he pitched his tent at the hand of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. After that, he set up there an altar and called it God, the God of Israel.